Angron, also known as the Red Angel, is the Primarch of the 12th Legion of the Legione Astartes, the World Eaters. Even before his fall from grace and eventual ascension to demonhood, Angron was commonly regarded by many as being the most aggressive, violent, and savage of his brothers, with the Primarch's name becoming a byword for wholesale slaughter upon the field of battle. Despite this, Angron's hyper-aggressive nature was not simply the result of his personality or some strange quirk of biology, but was in fact artificially induced. Embedded within the Primarch's very skull were a series of devices known collectively as the Butcher's Nails, which were engineered for the sole purpose of overstimulating the aggression centers of his brain. In addition to generating intense feelings of aggression and hostility within the Primarch, the Butcher's Nails would also deliver intense pain whenever Angron was out of combat, as well as induce a feeling of almost blissful euphoria during the bloodiest of battles, with such sensations growing more and more intense with every kill that he made. Indeed, in Angron's own words, the Butcher's Nails would allow him to dream. Angron would have the Butcher's Nails implanted into his skull during his youth, a time when the Primarch himself lived as little more than a slave and pit fighter upon the world of Nuceria, forced to regularly compete in the gladiatorial arena for the amusement of the Highriders, the world's ruling elite. During his time in captivity, Angron would form a bond with an older gladiator named Anomus, who would not only mentor the young Primarch, but would also grow into a type of father figure. Angron and Anomus would claim many victories together in the gladiatorial pits for several years, culminating in the two slaying a pair of Ogryns which had themselves been augmented with the Butcher's Nails. After slaying these powerful foes, the Nuserian Highriders would order for Angron and Anomus to battle one another to the death, an order that the Primarch would refuse. As punishment, Angron would be forced to undergo psychosurgery to necessitate the implantation of the nails, before being unleashed upon his friend and mentor, tearing him apart in a fit of blind rage. Upon regaining his senses, Angron would become distraught at the loss of his dearest friend, with his howls of grief lasting for several days and nights. This, in conjunction with the poor treatment of his fellow gladiators, would inspire Angron to lead an armed revolt against the Highriders, with the Primarch raising a slave army that would come to be known as the Eaters of Cities. Eventually, Angron's army would be forced into a last stand against the forces of the Highriders. While the Primarch was prepared to die alongside his brothers and sisters in arms, this was not to be. For the Emperor of Mankind, who had recently learned of Angron's location, would teleport the Primarch away from the battlefield against his wishes in order to reunite him with his legion, an act that Angron would never forgive his father for. Over time, the Primarch would have his legion's apothecaries implant cruder versions of the Butcher's Nails into the skulls of his gene sons, although many of the initial attempts to do so would result in the death of their host. Eventually, thanks to reverse engineering technology obtained from the world of Genna, an apothecary named Galen Surlag would perfect these lesser iterations of the nails before going on to surgically implant them within his fellow legionaries. However, this perfected version of the nails would continue to prove lethal to the members of the Legion's Librarius, with earlier attempts at introducing the nails into the mind of a psyker proving, to put it mildly, disastrous. Nonetheless, this act by the Legion would slowly see Angron grow closer and more accepting of his gene sons. However, the feelings of bitterness and resentment that Angron harboured towards his father, in addition to the constant, unending physical pain that he would experience on a daily basis, would eventually lead towards the Primarch turning his back upon the Imperium and side with the traitorous Warmaster, Horus Lupercal, during the events of the Horus Heresy. Eventually, thanks in part to a ritual conducted by his brother Lorgar, the Primarch of the Wordbearer's Legion, Angron would ascend to demonhood, becoming a demon prince of Khorne, the chaos god of bloodshed and slaughter. But what could have happened if Angron and, by extension, his legion, never received the Butcher's Nails? How could things have been different if the Emperor was reunited with Angron before the Primarch was forced to undergo this horrific bout of psychosurgery? The most obvious change would be in regards to Angron's personality, for he would no longer be forced to experience feelings of pain and rage on a near constant basis. Prior to having the Butcher's nails surgically implanted into his skull, as detailed within the novel Angron, Slave of Nuceria, the Primarch would best be described as being a noble and honourable warrior who showed great compassion and loyalty to those that he fought alongside. Not only this, but Angron also demonstrated the unique ability to take away another's pain, allowing him to ease the suffering of his fellow gladiators by simply touching them. Whether this gift to alleviate one's pain was due to implanting some sort of telepathic suggestion to dull such sensations, or if the Primarch was in fact healing others of their injuries, at least to some degree, is another matter entirely. Because Angron would have never had the Butcher's nails implanted into his skull, the Primarch would be able to experience much of, if not the entire emotional spectrum, allowing him to feel joy, grief, trepidation, sorrow and pleasure, in addition to hatred and rage. Not only this, but if Angron had been reunited with the Emperor prior to his enslavement, then it's possible that the Primarch would have been far more accepting of his father, for in this hypothetical situation, Angron would have never sworn an oath to die in battle alongside the other Nusarian gladiators, and thus he would have no reason to harbour any feelings of resentment or detestation towards the Emperor. In turn, this could have potentially resulted in Angron remaining loyal to the Emperor of Mankind during the course of the Horus Heresy. But assuming that this nailless version of Angron would also turn traitor, there is a strong possibility that the Primarch may not have even ascended to demonhood or, at the very least, wouldn't have done so until a later point in time. The main reason behind Angron's ascension to demonhood in the first place was due to a ritual that had been conducted by Lorgar, which was done partly with the intention of saving Angron's life. For as detailed within the audio drama Butcher's Nails, the nails were not only incapable of being removed from Angron's skull, but were in fact slowly killing him. In addition, regardless as to whether or not Angron had turned traitor, the purging of loyalist elements from within the traitor legions would have been a far quicker undertaking. During the course of the Istvan III campaign, the traitor primarchs Horus Lupercal, Angron, Mortarion, and Fulgrim would attempt to eliminate those warriors within their legion's ranks whose loyalty to the Emperor was deemed absolute. To do this, the loyalists would be deployed to the planet's surface in order to combat the native Istvanians, while the traitor primarchs prepare to subject the world to exterminators through the use of virus bombs. However, thanks to the actions of the loyalist Emperor's children captain, Sol Tarvitz, many of the loyalists upon Istvan would survive, taking shelter within airtight bunkers. Upon learning that many of the loyalists had survived this initial barrage, Horus would order for his fleet to begin preparations for an orbital bombardment, only to discover that the World Eaters had already made planetfall, with Angron intending to eliminate the loyalists himself. Enraged but unwilling to show any form of weakness in front of his brothers, Horus would order for his forces to follow Angron's lead, launching a full-scale assault against the loyalists. The resulting conflict would last for several months, not only costing the traitors valuable time for future offensives, but the loyalist vessel, the Eisenstein, would successfully break out of the Istvan system and warn the Emperor's forces of Horus's betrayal. As such, if Angron was no longer under the influence of the Butcher's Nails, or even absent from Istvan entirely, then should Sol Tarvitz successfully deliver his warning to the loyalists, Horus would simply order for his fleet to conduct another orbital bombardment in order to eliminate them, allowing the traitors to move on to the next objective with greater rapidity. This in turn may also have resulted in Garviel Loken, a loyalist member of the Sons of Horus, being slain during the ensuing bombardment, and by extension, Loken would never be recruited as one of Malkador the Sigillite's Knights Errant. In addition, if Angron had been reunited with the Emperor prior to receiving the Butcher's Nails, then by extension, the World Eaters would have also been spared from such horrific implants, resulting in a drastic change to the Legion's battlefield doctrine. Without the Butcher's Nails transforming the Legion's warriors into little more than frenzied berserkers, the World Eaters would themselves have remained a far more disciplined Legion. This lost potential, as shown within Angron, Slave of Nuceria, was most notably demonstrated during the Second Compliance of Genna, depicting the Legion's more disciplined but no less brutal approach to warfare. However, this would appear to be contradicted by Horus Heresy Book 1, Betrayal, which claims that the 12th Legion's original Terran recruits were chosen for their aggression and violent disposition, resulting in the Legion's warriors being more savage and hot-tempered than those of the other Legions. While the validity of such claims has been called into question, with some claiming that such statements were in fact superstitions that had been twisted in order to align with more contemporary views regarding the World Eaters, a number of surviving records predating the events of the Horus Heresy reaffirm the notion that the Legion was indeed designed from the onset to be hyper-aggressive. Even prior to Angron's reunion with his Gene Sons, the Legion's warriors were known to value strength and combat prowess above almost all other traits, with promotions being awarded by challenging and defeating a superior officer in single combat. But then again, it is possible that the Legion's warriors were in fact so well trained that their discipline simply overruled their natural predilection towards violence, although such restraint would inevitably begin to break down following the adoption of the Butcher's Nails. Another change that would have likely occurred should Angron have been reunited with the Emperor prior to receiving the Nails and orchestrating his rebellion against the High Riders is that his Legion would have never been given the name of World Eaters. The reasoning for this is that the Legion would be named in part after Angron's slave army, which, as mentioned earlier, was known as the Eaters of Cities. As shown within the short story After Deshea, it would be Captain Draeger who would indirectly inspire Angron to rename the Warhound's Legion to that of the World Eaters, as shown with the following quote.
Primarch, General, your warriors were eaters of cities, Lord, but with you to command us, the Warhounds will be eaters of worlds.
While it is unknown therefore what Angron would rename his Legion to, should the Primarch have never been enslaved, for the sake of argument we will assume that Angron would have kept referring to his Legion as the Warhounds. So, assuming that Angron and the Warhounds remained loyal to the Imperium during the course of the Horus Heresy, what sort of effect could this have had during the Siege of Terra itself? Ultimately, this would depend purely on whether or not the Warhounds could even reach Terra prior to Horus's assault. Due to a multitude of different factors, the only Loyalist Legions that would succeed in reaching Terra in order to reinforce its defences prior to Horus's assault would be the Imperial Fists, White Scars, Blood Angels, and Space Wolves, although the Wolves would ultimately abandon the world prior to the siege itself due to their Primarch, Leman Russ, wishing to hunt down and slay the traitorous Warmaster before his forces could reach the Sol system. Without the World Eaters to aid them, not only would the traitor legions have had a more difficult time in breaching the walls of the Imperial Palace, resulting in the conflict being drawn out even longer, but they would have more than likely suffered heavier casualties as a result. By extension, if the Loyalists were able to withstand Horus's assault that much longer, then the odds of them receiving reinforcements from the Ultramarines Legion, who at this point were already en route to Terra, increases exponentially. In addition, if the Emperor's Children Legion chooses to once again abandon the siege altogether, then Horus's odds of achieving victory would diminish even further. If the Warhounds had not only remained loyal to the Imperium, but were actually able to reach Terra prior to the siege, then one of two possibilities could have occurred. Angron and his Legion would have either remained upon the world in order to reinforce his defences, or they would have joined the Space Wolves in their mission to hunt down Horus and cut the head off the proverbial snake. While it's highly likely that the Warhounds would have suffered heavy casualties should they have chosen to accompany the Space Wolves on their quest, if Angron and Russ were able to strike at Horus simultaneously, then it's possible that the Warmaster could have met his end. While Horus at this particular point in time had grown incredibly powerful, thanks to the various blessings bestowed upon him by the Chaos Gods, and would ultimately defeat Leman Russ in their duel, the Wolf King was nonetheless able to inflict a devastating wound upon his brother, one which came perilously close to killing him. If Horus was forced to face off against not only Russ, but Angron as well, then not only could such a battle have resulted in the death of at least one Primarch, but all three of them would, at the very least, suffer horrific injuries during the course of their battle. If the War Master met his end at the hands of Russ and Angron prior to the Siege of Terra, then the Emperor of Mankind would never meet Horus in battle, which in turn would result in the Emperor not needing to be interred into the life support systems of the Golden Throne. This by extension would also mean that Malkador, the Regent of Terra, would not have been forced to take the Emperor's place upon the Golden Throne and attempt to harness its energies as the Master of Mankind launched his assault upon Horus's flagship. If Angron remained upon Terra and fought in the world's defence, then there is also a chance that he may have accompanied the Emperor, Sanguinius, and Rogal Dorn as they boarded the Vengeful Spirit. If this were the case, then Angron, who would have nonetheless become separated from his brothers and father during the teleportation process, may have stumbled across Horus first, or perhaps even alongside one of his loyalist brothers. Should Angron have encountered Horus alone, then it's likely that he, like Sanguinius, would have perished by the traitor's hand. But should he have reached the bridge as Horus dueled against Sanguinius or even the Emperor himself, then perhaps Angron's intervention could have resulted in the War Master's death. But again, this depends upon whether or not Angron would have remained loyal to the Emperor during the course of the Horus Heresy. Ultimately, there may be many more changes to the timeline that could have occurred if only Angron had never received the Butcher's Nails. What do you think? Leave a comment below, and thanks for watching!